By recent standards, it's been a good Olympics for Ireland so far, with four medals in the bag. And today there are more medal prospects in action, with high hopes for our show jumpers, three of whom are in the individual final later this morning. Let's go live now to Tokyo and to Des Cahill. And Des, the feeling in Team Ireland must be fairly positive at the moment, with that will hopefully help those who are competing today.
Yeah, it is positive. The one thing that makes us nervous, though, Justin, is that last Sunday, when we had so much hope and we said, well, we have a really strong chance of a couple of medals here, and they didn't transpire. That's the danger. Rhys McLennan obviously was kind of favoured for his event. And it's making everyone in the Irish camp, not in a bad way, be conscious that it's not, you're not going to rock up and just win a medal here. So there is great hope and there's great buzz here, and it's all very positive. And in fact, the whole games have been very positive. On the track, I was lucky enough to be over there this morning, and we've had another world record here. The name on everybody's lips in Tokyo was 21-year-old American hurdler Sydney McLaughlin. She shattered her own world record in the 400 hurdles to win gold in 51.46 seconds. Getting the better of fellow American Delilah Muhammad in a thrilling final that lived up to all expectations. And of course, it comes just 24 hours after Norway's Carsten Warholm smashed his world record in the men's 400 hurdles.
Over the final hurdle, the strength of McLaughlin. Muhammad's fighting back, but McLaughlin is just going to edge it. And it's a new sensational world record. And as predicted, both of them have gone under the previous world record, 51.47 seconds. This is an enormous margin to break the world record by. 0.4 of a second is nearly 4 metres of track. They drove each other on. Iron sharpened iron. And we've seen another world record. And McLaughlin has defeated Muhammad, even though there were mistakes by both over hurdles, but especially that little stutter by Muhammad, maybe a little stutter by McLaughlin, and yet still the world record of 51.46 it's been rounded down to. And Muhammad is a massive 0.32 of a second inside the old world record. And Femke Bol claiming the bronze was only 0.1 outside the world record. We saw the...
Yeah, it's unreal. It hasn't really hit me yet. I'm sure it will tomorrow, but I'm just grateful for the opportunity, and all the glory goes to God.
And talk to me about the race. You know, you're looking at Femke Bol, you're looking at Delilah Muhammad. Mm-hmm. What were you thinking? How did you approach that first hurdle?
You know, my start wasn't everything I wanted it to be, but I just had to trust the process and know that there's still 9 more hurdles, and know that when I came off 10, I was going to give it everything I had.
Because it was a tough last 100 metres, wasn't it?
Yeah, the race doesn't really start till 7, so you just got to be patient and kick from there.
And I was watching you when you crossed the line, you sat on the track and you kind of shook your head in disbelief. Could you quite believe the time you ran?
I'm just grateful to God, just getting me through. There's times like this where there's so much pressure, so much expectation from the outside. I'm just really grateful for God for just mentally and spiritually getting me through it.
Yeah, well, you managed that very, very well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sydney McLaughlin there with our own David Gillick. Now, we have a few big finals in athletics in our second session today. We've the men's hammer, the women's 3,000 metres final, the men's 800 metres final. But the most eagerly awaited is the men's 200 metres final. And our analyst, Dave Matthews, thinks it might be a straight shootout between America's Noah Lyles and Canada's Andre de Grasse.
It's so close to call. It's really been put down to a duel between Noah Lyles and Andre de Grasse. Now, Andre de Grasse ran a super fast time in his semi-final. Noah Lyles made a schoolboy error in his semi-final where he eased up coming into the line, something that we would tell, you know, 10-year-olds running in the local sports, never slow up at the line. He slowed up, and because he slowed up, he's had to get himself a really difficult lane draw in lane two.
That's because he didn't qualify automatically.
Yes. He didn't qualify, but sure, he was leading and he just pulled the handbrake with 10 metres to go. Schoolboy error. But, it's too close to call this, but it promised to be a great race. I wouldn't call who's going to win it now, to be honest. And normally I'd have my finger on the pulse with these ones.
Why did they slow up coming up to the line in heats and semi-finals?
I think there's an element of just their, you know, showboating as such, to say that, you know, I'm relax and I'm, you know, in better shape than I actually am. And we've seen it time and time again where they just decide to, you know, I'm really, really comfortable, look at me. And it's trying to put pressure on their competitors, you know, sowing seeds of doubt into the competitors.
That's David Matthews. Now in diving, we're back to the live action. The women's 10-metre platform event is running at the moment. Tanya Watson is representing Ireland. Each competitor has 5 dives. Now, Tanya has had three of her five and she's currently in 11th place. The top 18 will qualify for the final. But to keep that in context, some of the competitors have only had two dives. But as it stands, Tanya could make the top 18 and the final. Now, I have to confess to a bit of hope and optimism for the Irish here ahead of the show jumping final. It gets underway in a little under 3 hours' time. And with our proud record with horses and the excellent times posted by the Irish yesterday, sure, why wouldn't we be hopeful? Looking ahead to it is Damien O'Mara.
A strong showing in last night's qualification saw Ireland finish one of only four nations to see all their combinations return clear rounds. As an indication of the standard at play, 25 of the 30 finalists navigated what was a challenging course without conceding penalties. The combinations go in reverse order of qualification today in the final. It means that Keane O'Connor and Kilkenny will be sixth of the 30 pairings into the ring. Bertram Allen with Pacino Amiro go 25th, with Darragh Kenny set to be the penultimate combination into the ring with Cartello after recording the second fastest clear round in qualification. The action at the Tokyo Equestrian Centre gets underway from 11 o'clock Irish time.
And all eyes will be on it, I've no doubt. It's day one of the women's golf. Ireland are represented by Stephanie Meadow and Leona Maguire. The current leader is Sweden's Madeleine Sagström. She's on 5 under par. The two Irish players a little off the pace, but still very much in contention given we have 3 rounds to go. Leona Maguire fired a level par round of 71. Stephanie Meadow finished very well because she picked up a couple of shots to finish on 1 over par 72. And a short time ago, Dave Kelly spoke with Stephanie after her round.
I had it at 3 over there coming into the last few holes, and I knew if I could just get a couple coming in, I would kind of keep myself somewhere around the mark. And thankfully, I made 2 putts, so did not have my best stuff today. It's very hot, so there's a lot going on. We're just trying to plug, keep going, and hopefully shoot better tomorrow.
Did you get any advice from Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy ahead of this round?
Yeah, we did. We talked to them on Friday and a bit on Saturday, and you know, I think the course is playing slightly different for us than them. It's starting to firm up. They had a lot of rain earlier in the week, and you know, I can barely put my tee in the ground to prepare pitch marks right now. So I think some of the advice has kind of gone out the window because they're playing a little bit different conditions. But as always, you know, it's great to talk to, you know, Rory or Shane. They're the best at what they do, and I can always learn from them.
That's Stephanie. Now, the Netherlands will play in the Women's Olympic Hockey Final for a fifth straight time. They booked a place in the final with a 5-1 victory over the Rio champions, Britain. The Netherlands will play Argentina or India in the final. The Belarusian athlete who refused orders to fly home early from the Olympics has left Japan, but there's been a twist. Kristina Tymulaskaya has flown to Vienna in Austria rather than Poland. She had been expected to go directly to Warsaw because Poland had granted her a humanitarian visa. But sources close to her said that the diplomats here had changed her flight due to security concerns. We've been told that she says, she spoke to the BBC, the Belarusian said that she has, they were afraid for her emotional state and that's why they were sending home. But she told the BBC she did not suffer from any mental health issues and she had not had any conversations with doctors at the Olympic Village. She said she's surprised when team officials got her to go home after she criticised coaches here. She says she didn't say anything political and she would like to return to Belarus when I know it's safe. Maybe I'll only be able to return after 5 or 10 years. She's due to arrive in Vienna at about 2:05 Irish time. We'll have news of that, I'm sure, later today. And finally for now, not even the fastest woman in the world can outrun the Tokyo organisers because gold medalist sprinter Elaine Thompson-Herah has been blocked on Instagram for posting videos of her victories in the 100 and 200 meters races. She's written on Twitter, "I was blocked on Instagram for posting the races of the Olympics because I didn't own the rights to do so. So I'll see you all in 2 days." That's it for now. We'll bring you news of the rest of the Irish as the day goes on, Justin.